Rocket is an action which used to be known as Read It Later, and there's a clue there in the title as to what it does. Very often, whilst you're browsing the internet, you'll come across an article. It could be a news article or a piece of research, or maybe you read a blog post and you'd dearly like to read it, but at that moment you don't have time. That very often happens to me at work. I don't have the time to stop and read all the articles I come across. So ideally, you need to be able to save them to read them later. You can, of course, save the links, but that's not particularly efficient. You might not actually want to save the links if you're using a social bookmarking site. The articles might just be something transient that you want to read over a short period of time and then move on. But how do you actually save them more efficiently then? That's where Read It Later comes in. Simply at the click of a button, an article is stored in a list which can then be accessed at a later time for you to be able to read it when it's more convenient. You need to obviously create yourself an account first, but then having done that, there's several options for saving it to read later, or put in your pocket to give it its new name. There's a bookmarklet button that you can put onto your browser toolbar, or if you use Firefox, there's an extension you can use. So actually saving articles is no more than a click of a button, and then they're queued up for later. Now, when you come to read them later, you could read them on the computer you're working on another computer, which also has the bookmarklet or Firefox extension on, or, and this is where it really works for me personally, is you can read them on a portable device, like an iPhone, iPad, Android device, even a Kindle Fire. Each of those, and some other mobile devices too, has an app. And if you install the app, then anything which you click anywhere to read later will be available wherever, on whatever device that you're using. So for me, travelling to work, when I'm stuck on the train, and it's dead time in a sense, I'm able to catch up all those articles that I wanted to read and that to save to my pocket. Pocket also works from within inside other apps, lots of other apps too. So you may be using apps to read blog posts or whatever, and there's often a Save to Pocket button within there. It works particularly well with Calibre, so you can turn it into ebook format if that works for you. And a way you can use it with your classes is that your output, your archive, can be turned into an RSS feed. So articles that you find that could be useful for your students can be made available through your school website or blog.